This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was being overly optimistic, but I really thought we were going to have some sort of a vaccine by end of summer, early fall. Looks like one of the companies out of the UK has had some real promising results with human trials and may have 30 million doses to give out by fall. Okay, and again, I am no fortune teller. I'm just telling you like it is, right? I just figured we would have some companies really haul butt to try to get something out there. Hopefully it's a good vaccine, but we'll keep you guys posted. We got a lot to talk about today. We have a lot of concern about people wearing masks. They've gone back to work. They're not liking wearing the mask. Some of them are complaining of headaches. Some say they can't breathe. You know, are people really losing oxygen when they wear masks? We'll talk about that. There was a report of a car accident where somebody was wearing his N95 respirator in his car while he was by himself in the car. Not sure why he was wearing his mask in the car, but, you know, maybe he's worried about air coming in. That's why I like to recirculate the air sometimes. But he was wearing his mask, and unfortunately he went syncopal, started to get faint, crashed. Police originally said it had to do with his mask. Now they're saying, well, there might have been some other causes. But we'll talk about that. One, should you be wearing your mask in the car? Two, do masks cause respiratory issues? But we also need to talk about the new sexual harassment guidelines, Title IX regulations for colleges and universities. The Trump administration had promised to tweak them, and they have. And so we have a lot of the new rules that we're going to be talking about and how they're going to approach sexual harassment on campus. But my question to you to open the show is, what scares you about women? And the reason why I bring this up is, even though my history is a little bit more colored and I didn't get through my younger years without being assaulted. There was a time in my youth when I was pretty infallible. Why? Because I walked around with a racquetball racket. I was so scared of getting attacked when I was in college that I walked around with a racquetball racket. And I did that because I wanted people to fear me, okay? I mean, now if anybody saw me play racquetball, they'd be like, okay, she's going to drop the racket. But if you didn't know me, you see a girl walking around with a racket, would you really go up to her? I didn't get off my shift at Jack in the Box till 11 o'clock at night, so I'd have to walk back to my apartment near campus at 11:30 at night. You know, I needed to have some sort of a weapon because I didn't have friends to walk with me. And so a lot of us ladies scare the hell out of guys. And we're maybe sharp. We're maybe we maybe bite, you know, figuratively. We might be very, we might just kind of look evil, right? And I don't want to be like that. I always want to be like the Cinderella, you know, or, you know, everybody wanted to be around me and take me to the ball. But you start to build up some walls. You start to build up some defense mechanisms. And I see a lot of women, boy, do they have a shield. They have this nasty shield where you touch it, you get electrocuted. And I'm wondering if maybe we could kind of fix a lot of these Title IX issues or sexual harassment issues at work if we identify which women don't get assaulted or accosted and which do. And if we find out that it's the women that look like they could kick you in the jewels, or those that look like they know Krav Maga, you know, or, you know, had an Israeli, you know, I don't know, you know, military father, maybe we might be onto something here. Because when we review these Title IX X rules, you're going to kind of go, okay, what? You know, when you kind of look at this, you're like, okay, I don't understand. You know, I mean, somebody could very easily claim that you harassed them. Or on the other end, you could be harassing somebody and they might not be able to, get some justice. So maybe we just need all our women out there. And I understand there's same-sex assault and same-sex violence, but for the majority of the cases that we're going to talk about, what if we teach all girls, right, and make them all black belts, or teach them all Krav Maga? You know, I mean, if a guy says to you, nice boobies, and you're able to punch him in the nose, he's probably not going to say that to you again. And word's going to get out that you're going to punch somebody in the nose. I'm not saying we need violence, but I notice that the women people are scared of, they seem to be less likely to harass. Now, assault is different. Assault is violent. That has nothing to do with sex, right? That has nothing to do with playful flirting or anything like that. That's a violent sort of issue. But my question to you guys out there is, what scares you about women? And if you did want to say, you know, girl, you look hot, or, you know, I'd like to hit that, or whatever guys like to say, what stops you from doing it? Is it really a Title IX rule? Is it really you getting fired? Or is it you think she's going to kick your butt? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, a lot of women, when they get married, you know, they aren't the innocent, beautiful little dove that, that they tried to pretend to be. You know, we hide our crazy, okay? We shave our legs. We act all innocent and beautiful. You know, and then all of a sudden, we have to take on our first adversary. And our first adversary is usually not our husband. It's the mother-in-law. And our husbands watch us around their sisters or their mothers. And then they're like, oh, whoa, what did I marry? What? Right? And then we women are like, well, we got to be careful because we don't want to be hit. We don't want to be, you know, we don't want domestic violence or whatever. So then we start to beef up our sort of defenses. And our sort of defenses have to do with us being loud, us being unpredictable, us, you know, being, you know, what puts a lot of people at bay? You know, they think that something's going to happen, and they don't know what is going to happen, and sometimes the fear of the unknown. You see, like with my husband, I have no fear. He's very predictable. I don't have to worry about him saying I'm out of here. I don't have to worry about that. He's very, very predictable. With me, though, that scares him, because I could just one day say, amazing, what the hell just happened? So what scares you about women? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we've had a lot of debate, especially with the whole Me Too movement, on what classifies as sexual harassment. And the rules have changed throughout the years, and to the point where they got really, really more, I don't want to say lax in one way, but tighter in others, where you could ask somebody out, just literally ask somebody out, and it be construed as harassment. And so Donald Trump had vowed to add some clarity to the rules. Now where did all these sexual harassment rules kind of stem from, especially on college campuses? Well, the Title IX rules that we use for campuses, they got their origination, which had to be, from the Civil Rights Act in 1964. So with the Civil Rights Act, it prohibited discrimination in employment based on race, color, sex, national origin, or religion. Then the Education Amendments of 1972 prohibited discrimination based on a person's sex by any educational institution who received federal funds. Now you would think, well, that's redundant. I mean, obviously with the Civil Rights Act, you're not allowed to discriminate. Well, apparently there had to be a separate law saying, look, on campus you can't discriminate. Now, the verbiage was no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, but denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any educational program or activity receiving funding, federal financial assistance. So this later allowed there to be collegiate women's sports. If a woman wanted to join a team, if a woman wanted to be on a sport, that allowed there to now that expand. Women in certain groups, etc. So apparently there had to be some clarification for colleges. Then, over the next few decades, sexual harassment, you know, was brought up as why isn't this protecting against that? Now, you would think with the 64 Civil Rights Act or the Educational Amendments of 1972, that would be a no-brainer. Obviously, you can't sexually harass somebody, right? You're discriminating them based on sex. You know, well, if you don't sleep with me, you don't get the A. Yet you don't do that for the male students. Unfortunately, though, when it comes to law, there always has to be a specific law. So over the next few decades, they included sexual harassment. By 2001, Title IX had specified the consequences of sexual harassment, something that would create a hostile environment that may be caused by a repetitive series of harassing conduct. Now, this was very palatable for many people because a repetitive series. So look, if somebody asks you out and you say no, okay, be done with it. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, wait a second, the lady, you got to be persistent. And I get that. Okay, I mean, I've played hard to get. I get that. But when you're looking at school and work and all that, no, if she says no, it's no. Just, you know, and women need to learn that. Okay, I mean, a woman can't say no and mean yes. No, ladies, you got to stop that BS. Okay, if you say no, it means no, and that's the way it should be. Can't be playing around like, no, oh, no, oh, no, well, maybe yes, you can't. No, 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 no. Can't be doing that. So if somebody keeps asking you out and you're like, no, I said no, I said, yeah, that is harassment. But once I asked you, you said no, no big deal. So it was the repetitiveness. By 2011, there was a Dear Colleague letter that included specific guidelines for sexual assault and violence. Apparently more clarity needed to be specified. And in 2011, this Dear Colleague letter added the following. In order to assist recipients, which include school districts, colleges, and universities, in meeting these obligations, the letter explains the requirements of Title IX pertaining to sexual harassment to cover sexual violence, as laid out by Title IX requirements applicable to sexual violence. Now, you would think sexual violence and assault was already included, but nope, they had to specify. Then, in 2014, universities were asked not to racially discriminate in terms of discipline and sanctions. Apparently, they found that African-American students were disciplined more harshly and more frequently because of their race. So that included academic sanctions, as well as sanctions that had to do with sexual assault, violence, etc. Then in 2018, President Trump announced the formation of the Federal Commission on School Safety. He said he was going to rescind parts of some of the previous letters, parts of them, and provide new guidelines. So these were released this week, and you were going to see headlines that, you know, tear them apart and make it sound like, you know, that, you know, you have to be waterboarded, you know, if you're a victim. And no, that's not what they're saying. But if you read their quote-unquote final rule or their guidelines, they say harassment includes sexual assault, dating violence, domestic assault, stalking. Now, I think this was the first time I saw stalking. I thought that was very important for that to be included or specified because there are stalkers. I've had stalkers. A lot of us have had stalkers, and it's creepy. They come to your work. They go to your dorm. They're outside your apartment. They follow you to class. You know, that it's a predatory behavior. So I like the fact that they included stalking. But what's very interesting in these rules is they say harassment is considered unwelcome conduct that is so severe, pervasive, and objectively offensive as to deny a person equal educational access. So what this means is if somebody says, you got a nice butt, that really doesn't mean they have to go to jail or be kicked out of school. It's not appropriate. They could get in trouble with the school's code of conduct, but it doesn't necessarily mean it has to go on the record for life that they commented on somebody's butt. You know how many times people talked about rack with me, all right, going to school? And whether I liked the compliment or not, I mean, I never said anything. Maybe I should have to, you know, help future generations, but I just went about my day. And if somebody was unfortunately persistent, I would avoid them. Luckily, I knew people in the police force, things like that. But I mean, it's, you should be able to go to school without being harassed. But, you know, what constitutes harassment? Somebody asking you out? Somebody saying you look really nice? Somebody flirting with you? Somebody trying to test the waters, you know? So they defined it as something that's so severe, pervasive, and objectively offensive. Now, the school has to take action on these grievances that occurred during an educational program or activity provided by the school. But the scope of the school's jurisdiction will continue to be reviewed as it pertains to a building owned or controlled by a student organization. So if somebody, let's say, harasses you on campus or during a school activity, the school will get involved. But if you were at a bar or at a party, you know, in a suburb somewhere miles from the school, is the school responsible? Does the school take over, or is it another jurisdiction? So that starts to get defined. They're also trying to work on, well, what happens if it's at a frat party's house? Do fraternities, you know, does, if something happened at a fraternity party, is that on the school or not? Schools must continue to guarantee the rights protected by the U.S. Constitution, including freedom of speech. But if an allegation does not meet the definition of sexual harassment, the school can address the allegations as deemed appropriate through their code of conduct. So if somebody says, you're hot, you are so hot, all right, that might not be considered sexual harassment. That might fall under freedom of speech. But if they go, I really like your boobies, that might be against the code of conduct, okay? Parents and legal guardians can submit formal complaints and act on behalf of the parties, entitled Nine Matters. School response to an allegation has to be performed promptly, and supportive measures have to be provided to the victim. So anybody who's a victim of harassment or assault or domestic violence, the school has to immediately provide resources. The burden of proof. They specify that the burden of proof actually lies with the schools and not the parties. So you're not supposed to be guilty until proven innocent. You're not supposed to, as a victim, have to have all this proof. The burden of proof, they say, lies with the school. So the school can do a live hearing, or they're supposed to do a live hearing with cross-examination. In not grade schools, but in secondary schools, post-secondary schools, victim and the accused do not have to be in the same room. But there could be virtual hearings. They could be by audio, video footage, and the affected parties can have an advisor present. If they can't afford one or bring one, somebody can be provided from the school. So if they choose not to engage in the live hearing, the case does not get thrown out. It could still go on. And you don't have to answer all the questions. But the live hearing with cross-examination has been brought up because if somebody is being accused of something that could be a felony, then, or, you know, a huge crime, then, you know, it has to be kind of dealt with some legal, documentation or transcript. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more states have been reopening their economies in recent days, and now the American automakers are reopening their production facilities. Fiat, Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors will resume vehicle production later today after almost 2 months of their lines being shut down because of COVID-19. Now the auto workers will be standing farther apart on the assembly line than they used to, and they'll be covered with protective equipment. Ford's chief exec, Jim Hackett, says workers will also have to undergo a no-touch temperature scan.
So because we have these huge factories, you know, I'm talking about 2 to 3 million square feet of space, there's a lot of room to actually think about doing this the right way.
Pharma company Moderna this morning announcing very good results with a potential coronavirus vaccine. By July, they expect to start a Phase 3 study. This is USA Radio News. The head of the Fed with a warning but also encouragement as the nation slowly climbs back from a virtual coronavirus shutdown. Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy has clearly taken a hit and Americans are suffering, but he says there wasn't an alternative.
We're doing this to protect ourselves from the virus. And that means that when the virus outbreak is behind us, the economy should be able to recover.
Powell speaking there on 60 Minutes on CBS. Wall Street extending a global rally. The Dow's been up nearly 800 points at times this morning. An early tropical storm season in the Atlantic this year as Tropical Storm Arthur's outer rain bands are now near the North Carolina coast. The storm is southwest of Cape Hatteras, expected to move closer to the coast later today. Arthur has 45-mile-an-hour winds, and it could gain strength over the next few hours, but forecasters say it's going to veer eastward out to sea. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so the next segment, it might be kind of hard to listen to, but I think it's something that we need to discuss, and we need to guide the younger generation on what to do to prevent a lot of the mess we Generation Xers or Millennials and even Baby Boomers are dealing with. And I'm not taking one side or the other. This is just a conversation we need to have because a lot of the headlines this week are going to circulate the new Title IX rules that the Washington administration has given to try to clarify sexual harassment, clarify how to do proceedings, how to do due process when it comes to, accusing somebody and what rights do they have. And the big problem we have in this day and age, if we really dissect out all the rhetoric, okay, then everything is going on. The big problem we have, which is what spurred the Me Too movement, is people were assaulted or harassed, and were wronged. And we lived during a time when you were afraid to say something. And you were embarrassed. I went to the doctor. I wasn't planning on it. I didn't want to have to go to a doctor, but I had to because I kept bleeding. And so I went to the doctor, and they said, look, you know, do you want us to report this? And I'm like, oh, no, it was fine. It was, no, it was whatever. No, don't. I was scared to death. Now, there's documentation, but I didn't go to the doctor to get documentation. I just needed it to stop. I was in school. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't stop the bleeding. It was crazy. So, I did go and get documentation, but it wasn't that. I just went to get help. But I'm wondering if to prevent the issues that we kind of have in our generation of, well, stuff kept happening, and then, you know, now I feel comfortable to say something, and I don't have proof. Maybe we need to advise the younger generation to, if it does happen to you, to document. You know, what's going on with Joe Biden is, again, going to be, probably another cluster, just like we saw with Brett Kavanaugh, where somebody reported that, you know, Tara Reid said, you know, that, you know, he assaulted her, he did certain things. And obviously, you know, we don't, you know, when you get assaulted, you don't collect proof. You don't collect a dress or a cigar or whatever. You don't do that. You go, okay, you know what, that didn't happen, and you try to suppress it, and you just try to move on. Yet it looks like with the Joe Biden accuser, she did tell somebody. That somebody actually was able to make it to Larry King live and discuss it, even though they didn't mention Joe Biden's name, allegedly, if it was Joe Biden or not. So when we look at the new Title IX rules that Trump and his administration has put out, a lot of it basically addresses how this is a crime. And if somebody commits a crime, they're, you know, they are going to get caught. Hopefully, they are going to have to defend themselves, go through due process, you know, and then, you know, depending on the evidence, rather than just being a preponderance of evidence, now the evidence has to be a little bit more clear cut. It starts to look more like a regular judicial system, what would happen normally in the courts. Unfortunately, he said, she said, is sometimes the only evidence you have. And for a time, it started to swing where anybody could say anything, and that person was considered guilty, would lose their job, lose their career, and they never even had a chance to say, but I wasn't even there. What are they talking about? And so we cannot live in a country where if you're a man, you're just guilty because you're a man. That doesn't work. I don't want to live in a country like that. Okay, we cannot have men that are scared to death to ask somebody out. It looks like the new Title IX rules provide more clarity. So if you ask somebody out on a college campus, you're probably not going to get in trouble for sexual harassment. Now, if you keep doing it and you stalk them, yes, you will. But I think what we need to do, because, you know, it's not our fault. It's not women's fault. I kept quiet. A lot of us women keep quiet, or men who have been assaulted. Again, because you don't want to relive it. You don't want to be re-victimized. But the thing is many of our accused, or many of the perpetrators or the predators out there will get off scot-free and do it again unless they get stopped. And I'm wondering if there's a few things we talked about earlier. One is, let's kind of teach our women, you know, to defend themselves, you know, stock them up with, you know, mace, or have them get their CCW, or, you know, teach them Krav Maga. I'm not joking about that. You know, I think we women need to learn how to fight back. You know, but also, if you were wronged, get some documentation on that, because it might have to come up later. And the last thing you want to do is be accused of being a liar. On the flip side, you know, we do need to figure out how to curtail a lot of the false accusations. You know, you can't sleep with somebody, have regrets, and say, you want to know what he threw to force himself on me, and then all of a sudden play victim. You can't do that. Now, we still haven't figured out how the accused can protect themselves. Okay? I mean, I have two boys, so I tell them, No sex. Just don't have sex. Yeah, mom. And like, don't touch their boobie. Okay? I mean, if you're making out with them, don't do that. Like, mom, really, you know, dad, help. And he's like, okay, because he's scared of me. So dad's like, just let your mom, just listen to your mother. And, you know, one of them is like, but what if she asks you to do it? I go, it doesn't matter, because years from now, she could say she didn't want that. You know, how do you get a witness in the room? You know, there were apps, I don't know whatever happened to them, but there were apps where women would have to sign something before they had sex, you know, so, but somebody could say, well, that was forced too. So, you know, we've talked about this, how this is not a real easy topic, because, you know, there's no easy answer to engaging with somebody, and how do you know, how can you objectively define whether that person felt assaulted if it looked like a consensual relationship or looked like a consensual act of sex? Just because they were making out with somebody at a party doesn't mean they gave consent to penetration. But if there's no witnesses, you're up a creek. And so we're trying to advise the youth that if it does happen, get your butts into a doctor, or get, you know, tell somebody, or have them, just like with the new Title IX rules, they could report it. You could tell your parents, and the parents could report it. But something needs to be reported, you know, I would say fairly early on. Because for those of us who, you know, 30 years later said, you wonder what had happened to me, you know, no one's going to believe you. And it's really hard to come up saying, yeah, this happened. I understand with, you know, what's happening with Joe Biden. Again, there was some sort of a reporting, but I guess nobody could find the alleged report, or I don't know what happened. And that stuff can happen too. But I think we need to deal with sexual assault and sexual harassment just like we would deal with a burglary. Okay, what happens if somebody broke into your car? You take pictures, you call the police. I mean, I can't tell you, somebody stole the diaper bag and it had my wallet in it. Okay, I had the police on the phone before I walked back into the house and told my husband. I mean, when it comes to a burglary, or it comes to, you know, a fire, or, you know, see, you know, I mean, look, people with social distancing, people are calling the cops or sending pictures to Del Blasio in New York City about social distancing. Maybe we need to have that attitude towards sexual assault, where if it happened and you think you were wrong, complain about it then and there. And I know it's difficult. It's not easy, because I didn't. I mean, I you know, I can't tell you to do something that I didn't do. But again, I was living in a time where I was afraid that bad things would happen to me. And now there's ways where you can discuss, you know, you could discuss it even anonymously. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Did you know we still have over 100,000 people stuck on cruise ships? Did you guys know about that? I just heard about this. This is crazy. They say at least 100,000 cruise ship staff are stranded at sea for now more than 2 months after the coronavirus outbreak shut down the saline industry. Many are not getting paid, and some have actually committed suicide. This is being reported by Daily Mail. They said most passengers were repatriated by April. Employees were encouraged to wait out the 30-day hold on saline. It was originally supposed to just be about 30 days. Now we're hearing people are booking up for August, but I think the government had said no more cruises until later in the summer. So the 30 days turned out to be longer. They said the cruise industry ceased operations on March 13th. They thought the crisis was going to pass, similar to the 2002-2003 SARS pandemic. But here we are 8 weeks later, and there are 100,000 crew remain stuck on the ships. And they're just cruising in the seas, waiting for them to be able to come home and be with their families. And many of those stranded are not getting paid because they're not technically working. And the U.S. labor laws do not apply to the companies and ships that are registered abroad. So if it is a company owned by another country and they don't have those protections, you know, in the U.S., if you're there and you're forced to be there, they have to pay you. So many of these people aren't getting paid. They say, troubling at all, an end to the ordeal is not in sight. On April 9th, the CDC banned all cruising on U.S. waters through July. And now most cruise members have no idea when governments will allow them to come back on land. So they're just sitting there. And I know people are saying, well, gosh, you know, can you be in a worse place than on a cruise ship? Honestly, I would get cabin fever very quick. So you're looking at people just kind of sitting out there on their balcony. They look bored and they, you know, they're sitting there waiting and, you know, I mean, they're nice balconies, but again, it's not your home. It's not your babies. It's not your family. So they said during the prolonged isolation, the virus has continued to spread through the ships. At least 578 crew have contracted COVID-19 at sea. 7 died. They say the dire situation aboard ships all over the world have left some so despondent that at least 2 crew members have leaped overboard in apparent suicides. On May 10th, a 39-year-old Ukrainian crew member aboard the Regal Princess died because they jumped overboard while the ship was anchored off the coast in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. That incident followed a similar tragic course on a Royal Caribbean's Jewel of the Seas. A male crew member jumped off the ship, which had been stationed near Greece at the end of April. His body was never recovered. Gan Sungarlingam, 38 years old, a crew member stuck on the Carnival Corp Sky Princess, said, "Here I am in prison. We don't know where we will end up. No one will accept us." Taylor Grimes, a jewelry store worker aboard the ship in Italy, has been stuck in a port in the Mediterranean for 8 weeks. His parents, of course, voicing frustration because he can't get home. He said, "No day is fun, but some days are better than others, and some days are just the absolute worst." So Grimes has been working on the ship, not identifying the ship. He's been there since mid-March. He contracted the virus after one of his friends did. In order to return home, he has to have 2 negative tests in a row. So far, he's been negative 8 times. They still won't let him. They still won't let him go home. Or he's been tested. He's been tested for the virus 8 times. Oh, I see what's happening. He's positive, positive, negative, positive, negative, positive. Which means you have to have 2 negative tests in a row. And every time he gets tested, waiting for that negative test, it comes back positive again. Well, is it because the virus keeps returning? Is it because the tests are wrong? So they have no confidence right now in the testing procedures. Of course, his dad is worried about his well-being. And, you know, you're seeing people stuck on the ship. And it's... it's nicer than a jail, but who knew that we had all these people still stuck? Ryan Driscoll, a 26-year-old singer on the Seabourn Odyssey, compared being stuck on the ship to Groundhog Day. He said, "Many of us have a lot of stress and anxiety right now, especially with not knowing what the future holds. We call it Groundhog Day here. Groundhog Day here. The same thing every single day. It's so mentally exhausting. We haven't been given any answers. There's no light at the end of the tunnel." So thousands of crew members have been sent home over the last 2 months, but the process is slow and expensive. They say what's complicating these repatriation cases is that quarantine and reentry requirements differ country to country. In the U.S., the CDC requires private charter flights for people coming off ships. Well, cruise lines are now losing money. They don't want to pay for a private charter. They say our goal has been to repatriate our crew members as quickly as possible, but that has proven to have been much more difficult in recent weeks because of port closures, country closures, and global travel restrictions. And I agree, they must have. It's probably not easy. I'm not feeling sorry for them, but they get grounded. They lose money. They have, now they have all these people they have to fly. Don't be surprised if they go bankrupt. Don't be surprised. I'm really hesitating buying stock because I don't really know how they could do it. I don't know how they could do it. They say they have 7,500 Filipinos on our ships in Manila currently waiting to go ashore. Disney Cruise Line said the health and well-being of their crew remains optimum priority. They have a team working tirelessly to repatriate them. So even Disney Cruise Line have people still stuck on the boats. There's changing requirements around the world. Borders are still closed, so they can't get people off. So who knew? Let's just kind of review really quickly where we are with our numbers. You are going to hear that cases kind of spiked over the last few days. Again, now we have testing. So a lot of these cases, you know, they could be people who are sick, but they could also be people who were exposed and they just wanted to get the test. And now it seems like everybody and their mother is getting tested, which is good. But we have a total of globally 4.8 million cases, 317,000 deaths. In the U.S., we have 91,000 deaths, 1.5 million cases. Russia has come in next with 290,000 cases. We haven't seen Russia in a while. So Russia, now that they've been able to test, they have 290,000 cases but 2,700 deaths. Spain, 277,000 cases. UK, 246,000 cases. And Brazil is rounding out the top five at 244,000 cases. Then comes Italy, France, Germany, Turkey, and Iran. Countries showing low death rates include Kuwait, Israel, UAE, Singapore. Singapore's only at 22 deaths. Oman, 25 deaths. Armenia, 61. Guinea, 16. Thailand, 56. Again, we don't know if it's a reporting issue or if it's just they're specifically only counting those who died of coronavirus. In the U.S., of course, New York still tops the list with the most number of cases. We have 1.5 million cases, 91,000 deaths. New York with 28,000 of those deaths, 359,000 cases. Then it comes New Jersey with 148,000 cases. Illinois, 94,000 cases. Massachusetts, 86,000 cases. California, 80,000 cases. Then rounding out the top 10 is Pennsylvania, Michigan, Texas, Florida, and Maryland. Florida has made some rules not allowing New Yorkers to come and rent, I think, in their Airbnbs. They're trying to avoid a lot of the Florida cases, the New York cases coming down to Florida. I live in Nevada. Nevada's still chugging along. Death rate is at 350 cases. We've had 69 total tested and positive. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.